20 minutes to 8 here on Joy 94.9, the Hump Day crew, coming to you every Wednesday morning. Now, our next guest is someone who has been described as a lanky, woolly woofter, queermo fagatron. He's also from Warrnambool, but we won't hold that against him. However, one thing is clear, he simply is what he is. Whether he is live and local or simply coming to you from Studio A, it doesn't matter whether you were raw in 06, because this boy is a real deal in 09. Set to make his debut at the St Kilda Last Festival, please welcome to the Sisterhood of the Hump Day crew, Mr Tom Bellard.
Hello.
Did you like that little intro there,
that was great. You're cheeky. I like it. I like it.
So tell us a bit about yourself, Tom.
Okay. Yeah, I've just sort of moved to Melbourne last year. And yeah, I've been doing comedy for about 4 years now. And I came out last year. And yeah, this show is sort of all about the wacky experiences involved in coming out and awkward experiences and yeah, what it means to for me to be gay. And yeah.
What sort of awkward experiences have you had coming out?
Oh, I don't know. It's just old stuff with my parents, and like they've been great, but it's just a very funny to watch them squirm a little bit over the whole process, and telling my friends, and because I think a lot of people are quite surprised when I tell them. So a lot of people like to assume that, you know, that I'm not gay, and so I have to do a lot of correcting and stuff like that. But yeah, but just bad sexual experiences across the board are all delved into in the show, so it's good.
You talk about that on the stage as well, your sexual experiences.
Yeah, just bad stuff. Last year I was in Thailand and was had a massage and was propositioned for a happy ending at the end with my dad in the room next to me having a massage at the same time.
Awkward.
You know, classics like that. Sleepovers I used to have with my friends when we used to, you know, and I knew sort of who I was at that point, and we used to rate girls that we knew and give them scores out of 10, and, you know.
Yours was just well ranked over, yeah, under 5.
Oh, I was phoning those in, Judy. Phoning them in. It was rubbish.
What girl did you rate the highest, just out of curiosity?
Oh, go on, I don't know. I think I can tell what an attractive woman is. It's just that my heart wasn't in the right place.
You know?
And in this one particular night, we got an Excel spreadsheet and saved the information onto a hard drive. So they had, like, evidence of me being straight. So it was a lot harder to come out later on.
So this whole rating system was pretty full on. It was, like, official, if you had records of it.
It's official chauvinism saved onto the desktop of a laptop computer. Yeah.
Wow. And has this show kind of helped you sort of, I guess, see a lighter side to the whole coming out process?
Yeah. Look, it's been really a positive experience for me. And before I started talking about being gay on stage, I think a lot of my comedy was kind of, you know, I think it was nice, but it didn't really say anything about me, and wasn't particularly original, or didn't really, you know, I don't think touch people in or connect with people in any way. So I feel really honest when I'm on stage now, and yeah, it's a lot of fun talking about that kind of stuff when not a lot of other people do. So yeah, it has helped.
I guess when you are somewhat not out, you can't really be yourself to a point where the comedy you project isn't really you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I can understand how this has kind of opened you up in a sense.
Well, that's it. I mean, the greatest comedians are people who would just, you know, just lay everything bare on stage, all the crap with their, you know, their relationships or how much they hate their job. And because the thing I love about stand-up is you can be as honest as you like. Like, it is just your forum. So yeah, placing myself bare in front of the audience is, it's liberating. It's
yeah. And you also have a weekend gig at another radio station doing breakfast. So yes, you are a busy, busy
but
boy.
But I'd much prefer listening to the sweet, sweet sounds of Joy FM.
On Wednesday morning especially.
Yes.
Now, you have two shows coming up, one for Midsummer and one for the St Kilda Last Festival. We'll have a talk about that right after a bit of... Now, joining me in the studio is comedian Tom Bellard.
Hello.
Hello. Now, Tom...
Yes.
You've got a couple of shows coming up.
Yeah.
One this Saturday, debuting at the Glass House.
Yeah, look, this is the thing that's running over 3 weeks at Midsummer. It's called Laugh Out Loud, and it's organised by Anthony Manchetti, who's an awesome local comedian. And, so he's running sort of a mixed night of comedy over the next couple of Saturdays. And, I'm doing a small spot there. So you'll be able to see me doing comedy, plus I'm going to have flyers there, so you'll see me promoting. So more of this, me talking about how awesome I am there at the night as well. So it's, it's on at 8 p.m. this Saturday.
It's part of Midsummer too.
Yeah, yeah. It's running.
Awesome.
And so you're going to see the best, you know, gay comedians every night. Geraldine Quinn is on Saturday night, who's performer, and Anthony McKinney's emceeing every week. And, it should be heaps of fun.
Wonderful. And you actually have another show coming up, Amigos, out of all locations. How do you feel about that performing on Ackland Street?
Oh, I don't know. I just hope people don't have burritos or tacos. Because I'm on at 7 p.m., which is like dinner time, and
it
I can't... Because I'm, you know, I don't want people spitting out tacos while they're laughing, Jenny. This is true. What I concern.
Or rushing to the toilet, which I think is probably going to be the move.
True.
With the amount of food. Now, before you go to perform, do you kind of, I don't know how to, comedians do it, do you kind of prepare, do you psych yourself up? Is there a warm-up you go through, or?
I freak out. I get nervous. I drink a lot of water. I need to go to the toilet. It's a horrible experience. And then when you get out on stage, it's kind of okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I sort of, when I've done the material before, I'm quite okay. I'm really excited about getting there and doing it.
Yeah.
Doing new stuff. Very nervous. Yeah. Very nervous indeed.
Because this is your debut show too.
This is, yes. And a lot of the material will be quite new. Yes, yeah. Brand new, actually, for this show, in a good way. But, yeah, so that is quite nerve-wracking. And I've never done an hour of stand-up before.
Yeah.
Can we not talk about this, though? My inexperience, this is bad. I'm going to floor it. Talk me up, Jenny. Talk me up.
Well, from your press release, you've been called... Hold on. The agents called you lanky. You're not lanky.
Well, thank you. That's the best thing I can take out of that review.
Yes, you got in the review quite direct and to the point. He is gay. He is 19. He is from Warrnambool. Now, are you sure you're publishing?
Those are facts.
Facts. Warrnambool. Including that. Is
have you been to Warrnambool, dude? You seem very derisive of Warrnambool. Well, you know, it's quite a lovely seaside town.
I'm quite ignorant on anything out of a 30K radius out of the city.
Dave Hughes, baby. He came out of Warrnambool.
Oh, okay.
Loving it.
Dave Hughes and Tom Ballard.
Yes. We are the icons of Warrnambool. Yeah.
The comedians. Well, you can check out more comedy of Tom Ballard at the Amigos Mexican Restaurant, 92A Ackland Street in St Kilda. Check out ticketmaster.com.au for more information. And you're performing next Thursday.
Yeah, it all kicks off next Thursday, doing 8 shows. Yeah, we'd love to see you down there.
Beautiful. And we're going to actually have some more information up on our blog, so check that out at humpdaycrew.blogspot.com. Tom, huge round of applause to you, if I can get my electric thing working. There we are.
I would prefer the porno music, but that's fine. Thank you very much.
There you go, John. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Best of luck in your show.
Cheers.